Thank you, Ambassador Yartsev, Chair of the Permanent Council. May I greet Your Excellency, Mr. Secretary General, Your Excellency, Mr. Assistant Secretary General, distinguished ambassadors and permanent representatives, distinguished permanent observers, delegates all, members of the General Secretariat, señoras y señores, bonjour, bon dia. I bring greetings from the Prime Minister of Grenada, the Honorable Tilman Thomas, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, the Honorable Peter David, the entire government, as well as the citizens of the Tri-Island Nation of Grenada. The honor bestowed upon me by the Prime Minister of Grenada in appointing me the permanent representative to this esteemed organization of American states is one that I humbly accepted out of a deep sense of national pride and a keen interest in contributing to my country's development. I am immeasurably proud to represent a nation which, though small on a relative scale, stands steadfast in its commitment to and respect for the principles enshrined in the Charter of the Organization, the Democratic Charter, and the United Nations Charter. Grenada remains convinced of the relevance of the Organization of American States in this modern geopolitical era that has seen the end of the Cold War, the consolidation of democracy throughout the Americas, unfortunately, the emergence of global terrorism, but yet, amidst a strong wind blowing for change in our hemisphere. This organization has been a constant in the midst of dynamic change. It has not faltered in its championship of democracy and human rights, and it has repeatedly been the only resource for peaceful conflict resolution. Grenada is keen to engage with the OAS member states in all their endeavors. We share a vision of an even more deeply integrated community of nations, where every single citizen knows of the OAS, applauds its deeds, and looks to it for direction that benefits all states equally, from the ground up, regardless of differences in culture, history, size, or priorities. Confident in the place that the organization holds in the international arena, the government of Grenada intends to continue fulfilling its obligations to the organization and contributing to its capacity to deliver on the diverse mandates with which it has been charged by all our governments. The government of Grenada takes this opportunity to renew its pledge to continue strengthening this institution through participatory political discourse, enhanced consensus building, and a deepened partnership for development cooperation. In this context, and as an initial demonstration of Grenada's commitment and political will, I am proud to say that the government of Grenada has met its full quota contribution for 2009. Mr. Chairman, the impact of the current global financial crisis on the nations and citizens of this hemisphere underscores the importance of people-centered development strategies, and more importantly, actions, which guarantee national integrity and fiscal sustainability. The revitalized development agenda being pursued by the government of Prime Minister Thomas can be complemented by closer collaboration with our sister states in this organization, with the General Secretariat, and with all the organs, agencies, and entities of the Inter-American Hemisphere. In this context, Grenada will be pursuing at the political and technical levels those issues which directly affect its pillar industries of tourism, agriculture, and fisheries, and which impact on the other vital areas such as national security, trade, climate change, and renewable energy. The portfolios of social development, youth, sports, culture, women's affairs, and education have been given a new thrust by this new government in Grenada since the elections of July 8th of last year, one very short year ago. In our outreach within this multilateral arena, we will share our perspective, experience, and expertise with our sister states in order to enhance related policies, mechanisms, and practices. Grenada has benefited immeasurably from OAS outreach and projects over the years and is appreciative of this. We look forward to discussing, however, innovative approaches to project design, development, and implementation that respond more directly to member states' needs and take into account the significant differences in political structures and cultures. We believe that this must be addressed as a matter of practical urgency if the organization's development program is to be truly relevant. I must make specific reference here, Mr. Chairman, to the overarching issue of national security. The social and political climate in Grenada historically has been one of peace and tranquility. It's an atmosphere that promises to characterize our nation well into the future, because Grenadians are peace-loving, law-abiding people. When one considers this fact, along with Grenada's exemplary human rights record, it is clear that there exists in my country a long-standing, deep-rooted respect for and guardianship of human dignity and well-being. The government of Grenada is adamant that this environment must be protected and is zealous about defending our shores, our youth, and the entire population from the modern-day scourge of transnational organized crime, in particular, the illicit trade in drugs and weapons. Mr. Chairman, we are encouraged that the goals which Grenada seeks to realize within this forum are in harmony with those of our sister states. As Grenada's representative to this organization, I pledge my support to you, my colleague ambassadors, in this common endeavor for the mutual benefit of all our peoples. I take this opportunity to reiterate my commitment made to you, Mr. Secretary General, last Friday when you so graciously accepted Prime Minister Thomas's commendation and welcomed me to this Casa de las Americas to work with you and all the staff in furtherance of this organization's principles, objectives, and ideals. I wish to recognize His Excellency Guillermo Alberto Coches on his assumption of the permanent representative of the position of permanent representative of Panama to the OAS. Ambassador, it is a special honor for me to cross this hallowed threshold for the first time as permanent representative at the same time that you do. I wish you every success as you embark on this new journey in service of your country of Panama. Grenada has long had friendly relations with Panama, and we look forward to continuing our collaboration for the good of our nations, which, though far apart, are both washed by the waves of the same Caribbean Sea. Mr. Chairman, colleagues, Mr. Secretary General, Mr. Assistant Secretary General, I am proud to extend a hand of warm and enthusiastic friendship to you all and to reciprocate the many expressions of support for Grenada and to me as I assume this office. I thank you.